Alaska, the United States, final frontier, one of the most unexplored areas in the world, let alone in the United States, but it is known for its vast beauty, its rich resources in gold and oil, and its wildlife is untamable, with large grizzly bears and other creatures. Some of those other creatures are not necessarily of this world. Not only is Alaska beautiful and dangerous, but there's even a darker, more paranormal side to Alaska. From haunted hotels and cemeteries to infamous cryptids, I want you to come with me on a journey as we explore haunted Alaska. I am your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim, and this is the Land of the Shadow People. Welcome back to the Land of the Shadow People. I'm excited that you're able to join me. It's been a long time since we've been able to do this. Needless to say, I've been busy, as I said before, and I really appreciate everyone's patience on this. Obviously, you saw that video that I posted up. If you hadn't had a chance to, I do have a BitChute channel, Rumble, and a YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is called Paranormal Pilgrim Productions, otherwise Land of the Shadow People on Rumble and BitChute. After Das Fest, which is a German fest, and competing in the Steinholen contest and redeeming myself this year, winning this year's contest, we took a trip down the Bray Road, which was not too far away. This is the actual Bray Road near Elkhorn, where the Beast of Bray Road has been spotted so many times in the past. I do have an episode on it. Just look through the archives and should be able to find it. And I have to say, I mean, I can see where some of that legend could come through. I mean, it's farmland, woods, very dense woods. But on a stretch of road that is probably roughly maybe a mile long. And it's amazing that there's so many stories connecting with this, but Bray Road does connect two different highways together. And you know, we were not there during the nighttime. You know, it was starting to get a little bit late. The sun was getting ready to set, but in the process, if you've seen the video, there was a person who had a werewolf carving set out in the front yard, looking like it's coming out to grab you. Actually, really nice looking, and unfortunately in my video I did not get their other artwork. They had a nice looking ogre that was carved out of a tree off to the side. It was kind of nice to see, because Elkhorn has not embraced the Beast of Bray Road legend like Roswell did with the UFO crash. Elkhorn chooses and wants to be the quiet little town that it is, and it is a neat little town. It is definitely, you know, hometown USA kind of feel. And and they want to keep it that way. And fortunately, for the most part, except for paranormal enthusiasts such as myself, every now and then comes through and takes a peek on Bray Road. But if you ever do get a chance to come down to southern Wisconsin, you should come down in the beginning of August and go to the Das Fest and just enjoy some good fun, beer, German food, polka, all that good stuff, Steinholen. I definitely endorse that sport. It's one of my favorite sports. It's pretty easy to do. If you don't know, take a glass liter. You fill it up with beer, or you can do it with water. Beer's not your thing. And it weighs roughly about 5.5 pounds. And basically, you have your arms straight out in front of you. You have to keep your back straight. They allow a little bit of leaning, but not much. You can't spill your beer. And there's some other rules as they set through. And it's basically the person who can hold it out the longest wins. There are national circuits where there is a national championship done in New York City. In Central Park is one. Sam Adams does one. So, and it's still, at the moment of this episode, Steinholding season. So if there is a chance where maybe you can go to a local Oktoberfest festival, try it out. Otherwise, you know what? If you don't win, you still get the beer. So it's a win-win situation. But that is not why you came to listen to this episode. In fact, today we will talk about hauntings and maybe a cryptid or two of Alaska. Alaska is a very, very beautiful state. It was acquired from the Russians back in 1867 from Russia for about $7.2 million, roughly about $140 million today. So approximately we paid 2 cents an acre for Alaska, and it is rich in fishing, gold, natural gas, oil, and you know, it's just an absolutely beautiful state, also known for its national forests, national parks, its wildlife refuges, and its large indigenous population. Alaska is definitely a unique name. Our unique state. It is a unique name. It's it comes from Russian, and but yeah, but in most of its beauty and all of its wilderness, not all of Alaska is easily accessible. In many places, you need bush pilots that are crazy enough to fly you in to get into remote places. And a lot of people go to Alaska to escape and to live off the grid, to live that kind of lifestyle. And that is absolutely amazing. And rumor has it that Santa Claus lives in Alaska, because there is a North Pole, Alaska, in case you don't know what. And there is a military base not too far from it. I know this because my nephew John was stationed out there. That was his first assignment after graduating from helicopter pilot school out of Rutgers, Alabama. And so, and so that was his first duty station before his first tour out in Afghanistan. So he had a lot of fun out there. But with Alaska, you know, there's not a lot of highly populated areas, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't come with its own hauntings. In fact, where there are people, there are always ghosts. So that's where we're going to check out. We're going to check out a few places, some hot spots, and I think a cryptid that you might be interested in. If you ever research haunted places in Alaska, one of the most popular places that comes up is the Hotel Captain Cook. It is a very unique and iconic looking building, and it is probably one of Anchorage's best hotels. So I'm told. I've never been there myself. Built in 1964, and it is located right in the heart of downtown Anchorage. It is said, according to the employees that work there, that there's a lady that hangs around the hotel restrooms. There are also claims of being doors opening and shutting, as well as lights being switched off and on. It is said that the woman that is trapped there can't get there. Or, I should say, can't get away. Another popular place is the Inlet Tower Hotel and Suites. Also a very popular place, also in Anchorage. It is said that there are ghostly figures, strange noises, and often that eerie presence that you feel throughout the hotel. It's been reported that there is a ghost of a man that could be seen in a lift or just walking around and suddenly disappear in front of you. Some of the other stories that inhabit this hotel is seeing a woman outside the windows, or a man hanging himself in one of the rooms. Whether it's true or not, don't know. And what I can find, there's no number to the room, but these are some of the stories that have come out. Another popular place that is also haunted, which is awesome, out of Anchorage. Anchorage seems to be a very popular place for the undead. The Diamond Center Mall. It was said that the Diamond Center Mall was built over an ancient Alaskan Native burial ground. According to the stories that I have heard and read, that workers were digging in the area and discovered a few graves, but all in all were largely ignored, and so they continued building upon it. It was said that when you go shopping in the mall, that people can hear the sounds of flutes and drumming in the distance, as well as seeing spirit wolves prowling throughout the mall and people dressed in Native clothing. There's also reports of strange lights, odd smells. So if you're looking for a place that's haunted and maybe get a little bit of shopping done while you're there, the Diamond Center Mall is the place to go for you. So when visiting places that are haunted, how can you leave out cemeteries? One of the most popular known cemeteries is the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cemetery in Eknon, Alaska. I'm not even close to saying that right. It is said that the place has historical and religious significance. It is a Russian Orthodox place, and from my understanding, it is more of a place that has blended Russian Orthodoxy and Native religious practices kind of into one. It said there are spirit houses that are filled with items inside for the deceased, because in this tradition, it is said that the spirits wander for 40 days after they have passed, searching for earthly belongings. And these spirit houses really do look like little miniature houses, filled with items that the deceased liked or loved, to help them with passing on to the next world. But another place that you can't pass up if you want to find ghosts are always hospitals, and the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is definitely one of them. There are reports that whenever infant babies are close to death, mysterious spirits appear in the nursery wing of the Fairbanks Hospital. Many nurses believe that these are angels sent to be guides for the children into the next life, and are usually perceived as friendly spirits. But there are other strange happenings, strange phenomena, including plunging temperatures, the sound of babies crying from empty rooms. And last but not least, as we take a quick trip around Alaska, is that of cryptids. There was one particular creature that stood out to me in all the cryptid legends. And maybe it's because I have an affinity for werewolves. But there is a creature known as an adlet, if I have pronounced that correctly, that bears somewhat of a resemblance of a werewolf. But yet at the same time, much like the legend of the Goat Man of Texas, which we will get to one of these days. And it's said, according to Inuit legend, that the Alet are a race of people that have the lower body of dogs and the upper body of humans. It is said they are believed to be the offsprings of a Native woman and a dog brought through unnatural mating. It was said that the woman gave birth to 10 children. Half of them were dogs
and the other half red lips, and said that the family was sent to a remote island because they were so ferocious. It said that their grandfather would hunt for them and provide them with meat. And it said that every day the dog husband was supposed to swim from the island to the mainland, where the grandfather was supposed to fill a pair of boots wrapped around the dog's neck with meat. Eventually, it said that the grandfather filled the boots with rocks, drowning the dog husband. In fear for her children's lives, the mother sent the adlets into the mainland, where they spawned more of their type. It's said that the adlets are portrayed as aggressive savages who attack men when they cross their paths. But the interesting thing about this is closely related to a story that appears in Greenland, where a creature known as a Iglert, who's somewhat similar to this legend, which is kind of interesting because in a lot of ways they are worlds apart, separated by a large continent and two great oceans. But you never know when it comes to the paranormal. It has no limits, no range. But that is what I have for you today. I really appreciate you guys coming back and listening to this episode. I hope you find it a little entertaining, hopefully a little fascinating. If you have any stories, the paranormal pilgrim at protonmail.com, all on one word. Otherwise, as we dawn closer to fall and get into the spooky season, I promise you, we will have a lot more episodes. We will talk about Count Dracula, Marie LeBeau, and cover some other subjects, including a subject I kind of been wanting to cover, the Great Satanic Panic. But with that, I bid you farewell. Until next time on the side of the veil of the next.